From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Missouri has joined several other states in suing the federal government over a new rule that expands the definition of a navigable waterway in the U.S. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has details.
In a written statement, Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster says the new definition goes too far because it would classify ponds, streams that only briefly flow during rainstorms, and channels that are usually dry as waterways. He and other opponents to the new rules say it will actually regulate land use and threaten the livelihood of farmers and ranchers. Supporters, including the Missouri Coalition for the Environment, say the rule creates a clear definition of what constitutes a waterway and that exemptions for agriculture will be preserved. The new rule will automatically take effect in late August unless an order to block it is issued by the U.S. District Court in Bismarck, North Dakota. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The chairman of the Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission says Interstate 70 is falling apart below the surface. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Chairman Steve Miller made the comments during a talk with St. Louis area leaders earlier this week. The first portions of I-70 were built in 1957. The Missouri Department of Transportation has made no secret of looming financial shortfalls, and Miller says belt tightening leaves little room for the kind of project needed for Interstate 70. Miller says 60% of the state's population lives within 30 miles of I-70, with 60% of the state's jobs also in that same corridor. A panel of Missouri utility regulators has denied one company's request to construct a high-voltage power line through Missouri for a multi-state wind energy project. Three of five members of the State Public Service Commission voted yesterday to reject plans for the Grain Belt Express. At issue was the $2.2 billion project by Clean Line Energy Partners to transmit electricity from Kansas across northern Missouri and Illinois to Indiana. Electricity also would be available for Missouri utilities. But commissioners say Clean Line failed to prove a need for the project, show that it was economically feasible, and that it would have promoted public interests. The decision could present a significant challenge for Clean Line because Missouri sits in the middle of the path for the proposed power line. July is National Parks and Recreation Month, and the Columbia Department will hold a number of events to help promote the benefit that parks and recreation brings to a community. Those events include the annual 4th of July Fire in the Sky event, live music at Stevens Lake Park Amphitheater as a part of the KPLA radio concert series, and family movies at Flat Branch Park. Department Public Information Specialist Tammy Miller says it's also a chance to show the community that the department's responsibilities include more than fun recreational events.
We also help promote healthy lifestyles, a place to explore nature for the community. We help with economic development and promoting a green space. So we hope to bring attention to those contributions as well.
A list of summer events can be found at www.gocolumbiamo.com by searching Parks and Rec Special Events. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.